Ashel Falcon sent people to Dajo, and Tukash was ready to send troops after learning the news, but Ashel Falcon ordered someone to send a note, asking Master Xiong not to act rashly. Tukash was reluctant to succumb to Ashel Falcon, but Atu sneered and urged Xiangxi to send troops without authorization, and used him as a bargaining chip to bring him to the front of the battle. Before the battle between the two armies, Tukash escorted Atu to him. He bullied him in every possible way. Cheng Jie did not expect that Atu would fall into the hands of the Ashel tribe. She cried out to save Atu from the city, Zhu Feng when others stopped Chang, Xiangxi was separated from the city gate by only one city. If Chang opened the city gate, Chuozhou would fall. At this time, Atu knelt in front of the battle. He did not ask Chang to open the gate to save him, but was willing to sacrifice before the war and become a true general. Cheng Jie could not go out to save Atu. She could only cry in her heart and came to Atu. She wanted to take Atu back, but Atu still knelt in front of the city gate. He was not a greedy person and fear of death. Becoming a general has always been his greatest wish, and he died without regret. Afterwards, Atu had lost the defense of Dajo and called out that there was no reinforcement. Tukash killed Atu. He also knew that Adu's surrender at this time was false and the intelligence sent was true. Ado died in front of the battle, but a man dressed as Tang Jun came in the distance. Cheng Ji knew that it was a reinforcement army disguised by Ashel's ministry. She ordered 10,000 soldiers to be deployed in the city gate open to meet the enemy. A bloody battle at the gate of Shuozhou City, Chang fought hard to meet the enemy, Tang Jun desperately killed the enemy, Ashel's team missed the opportunity, Ashel Falcon ordered to retreat, although Chang personally beheaded the person who killed Atu was in pain. She once again lost the person she cared about. After Adam's death, Gong Sun Heng and Cheng Ji and his party personally worshipped him and followed him back to the city with a general salute. From then on, Adam was no longer an unknown person, but the general Do of Shuozhou City. Now that there is insufficient food and grass in Shuozhou City, Gong Sun Heng thought about a strategy to retreat from the enemy. He wrote a letter and put Zhu Feng in the hands of Ashley Falcon, and Cheng Ji also thought about a strategy to retreat from the enemy. Coming to offer advice to Gong Sun Heng, Shuozhou City can take advantage of Dongfeng to fight against the Isil Buddhism. Gong Sun Heng knows that Long Song's plan will be able to retreat from the enemy, but now he will make the people become refugees. This is exactly what he does not want. When he saw the scene, he did not defend the city for Li Tang, but for the people. In the evening, Gong Sun Heng came to see Ashel Falcon. Ashel Falcon went to the appointment alone. Ashel Falcon has been leading the falconry for so many years. Gong Sun Heng has heard of Ashel Falcon more or less, but he is not like him. Others in the Ashel tribe are generally cruel and bloodthirsty, so Gong Sun Heng is willing to dedicate the city sincerely. He only hopes that Ashel Falcon can protect the thousands of people in Shuozhou City and protect them well. In order to express his sincerity, Gong Sun Heng also said he would give the Ashel tribe a satisfying gift. Ashel Falcon is not a militant person. Now Gong Sun Heng is willing to surrender. He promised Gong Sun Heng without hesitation and wished to protect the people of Shuozhou City. In Gong Sun's mansion, Gong Sun Heng took a family dinner to say goodbye to the people. He decided to present his head to the Isil tribe to protect the safety of the people in Shuozhou City. Mrs. Qin stayed with Gong Sun Heng for many years. He knew Gong Sun Heng's thoughts as soon as Gong Sun Heng spoke. Mrs. Gong Sun also knew that Gong Sun Heng wanted to dedicate her life to Shuozhou City. The couple wanted to accompany Gong Sun Heng Tong for many years. When he went, Gong Sun Heng mentioned his daughter Yuan Yang, hoping that Mrs. Gong Sun and Yuan Yang could live well. After that, Gong Sun Heng called Chang to the study room. He handed over all important things such as the soldier talisman and the defense plan of Shuozhou City to Chang. He already knew that Chang was the identity of the Lord of Yangning County. Chang had a heart for the people. Shuozhou City was handed over to Cheng Jie, and he was very relieved in his heart. At the same time, he also told Cheng Jie of his plan. He was willing to sacrifice for the people of this side, and only asked the people of Shuozhou to live and work in peace. Now he has his wish. The only thing he can't let go of is his wife and Yuan Yang. He entrusts them to Cheng Jie, hoping that Cheng Jie can take care of them on his behalf.